This is Deanne Penn at the United Nations in New York. Thousands of residents of a town in West Darfur are celebrating their area being declared free of unexploded grenades, bombs, and other similar weapons left behind after conflict. The town, called Kerenek, is the second location in the state served by a project that aims to promote community safety as well as stabilization. The initiative is the work of the Ordnance Disposal Office at the Joint African Union-United Nations Hybrid Operation in Darfur, or UNAMID. Louis Visagi, an officer in the Ordnance Disposal Office, told Matilda Moyo how they got rid of the explosive remnants of war, or ERW, which especially threatened children.
The background of these celebrations that we had started systematically working through several of the localities in West Darfur, gained information from the local authorities as well as individuals in villages, and cleared up all known ERW that was left in those areas until we came to a point where there was no more information and no more accidents, and based on that, the National Mine Action Center decided to declare these areas free of known ERW contamination.
And how did you assess to know it was empty and clean?
We used historical data relating to reported accidents, reported dangerous areas, reported sightings of ERW. But in addition to that, we did a survey. We had a multitasking team going to these areas from village to village and talking to the people on the ground. And based on the information that they came back with, that they could not find any information, even though they went to the people in the villages, based on that, we can assume or we can assess that there are no known reports of ERW in those areas.
Always, children are the most victims of explosive remnants of war and unexploded ordnance. And now it seems that UNAMID has done well to help protect civilians. What are your plans for the other areas in West Darfur?
First of all, our resources are very limited. So far with the localities in Forobaranga and Kerenek, we had stretched our resources to the maximum. Children obviously are the most of the victims of ERW. So firstly, we have risk education teams that is sponsored by ODO, contracted by ODO. And those risk education teams will go to these areas that is most affected by ERW contamination, and they will sensitize the people to the risk of tampering with these items, and they will encourage them to come forth with information so that we can take care of it and we can remove it from the areas. Secondly, Forobaranga and Kerenek is only the start of what we hope would be a continuing systematic approach to ERW clearance in West Darfur. We have done like two relatively areas where there was a relative few reports recently of ERW contamination, but we also want to target areas like Kulbus that we know access had been difficult, but there's more access now. But we also know that there's a lot of ERW contamination in those areas, so we want to move on to areas that is a bit more contaminated now.
What measures did you have in place to reduce the number of victims of this ERW and UXOs?
Well, what we have been doing is, with the limited resources, is all that we can do is we can send risk education teams to talk to the people, and then we have the teams that go around, pick up these items and destroy them.
How do you assess the situation in West Darfur?
Some areas had not had reports of ERW in quite a while. But other areas there was limited access and limited information from those areas. And so it's a balance. Some areas we don't expect to find a lot anymore. We've had multiple tasks over the past 5 years, or we have task teams with more than 20 tasks and 20 different occasions for going out. And so we've done a lot with regards to clearance where we had access. Areas we traditionally had limited access, those are the areas that we want to target now.